Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Representative Ralph Watts. Ralph, thank you as always for joining me today.
Well, good morning. It's good to talk to you. We're right at the end times of the legislature, but I think our original date to be out was sometime this week. But I don't believe we're going to make that, and the question is whether we're going to be out by the end of next week. We have probably at least two more weeks and maybe more than that by the time we get through some of the controversial issues that we're faced with right now.
All right. Well, let's dive into those issues. The first one is something that I've talked with Senator Chapman quite a bit about. It is a hot-button issue. That is the heartbeat bill. What can you tell me about where this is at in the House?
Yes, that, of course, was passed out of the Senate, and it's over at the House right now. And the House is trying to sort out what our position is going to be collectively on the heartbeat bill. There's many of us, including me, that want to pass the heartbeat bill as it came over from the Senate. Some are uncomfortable with it. They're concerned about what it's going to cost to defend it. They are philosophically against the heartbeat bill, but I think the situation is if there's a heartbeat there, there's life there. That defines in large part what life is about. And at the end of life, if there isn't a heartbeat, then that's how it's determined that you're no longer alive. So it is a controversial issue, and it's kind of sitting in the House, but it will be acted upon within the next week to a week and a half, I'm sure.
All right. Definitely a bill that we will keep an eye on very closely. Now, another one that's created a lot of controversy, you mentioned there are lots of controversial bills on the floor right now. That's the Sanctuary Cities Bill.
Yes, the Sanctuary Cities Bill. I think people didn't understand what the Sanctuary City Bill was all about. Basically, it was a simple process that there are some cities, not many in Iowa, although I think there's at least one, that declare themselves sanctuary cities. And what the bill was intended to do was that if someone that was here illegally committed a crime for which they would be incarcerated or deported, we wanted the cities and the counties to cooperate with the immigration authorities in taking that person and removing them from the country if necessary. I think it's important that we, number one, protect our borders. If we don't have a border, we don't have a country when you get right down to it. But the Sanctuary City Bill was a situation where if some cities, some locales, counties decided they weren't going to cooperate with the immigration authorities to remove the lawbreakers, that they'd had to cooperate with the authorities to get them deported or lose any funds that they would be eligible for from the state. It's really a pretty simple process, but it became very controversial in the House. I think we had a four-hour debate on it. It was largely a partisan bill. The Democrats had opposed it for their reasons, and it passed in the House, and I think probably it will stay, and that's kind of where it is. Either we have our borders controlled, or we really don't have a definition of our country. So that was passed, and we're past that point now.
Okay. I know some local law enforcement had concern about this because it will basically turn them into immigration officers. And some are also worried about illegal immigrants not wanting to report crimes that were committed against them or serve as witnesses for fear of that. How would you alleviate some of those fears?
That was a concern of some, but I think the issue of people being here illegally is something that is always there in the background. And we allow legal immigration, and we allow people to come in. And quite frankly, if they're here illegally, it is a concern. And the local law enforcement, I think, needs to think clearly about how they're going to deal with that. It is just like any other lawbreaker. They have to make a decision on what they're going to do. And that's something that I think was probably part of that debate for 4 hours. And some law enforcement authorities had problems with it. I know the Polk County Sheriff had a problem with it, but he's one of those, I guess, that's just going to have to deal with it or lose the funds.
All right. Another bill that we'll be keeping close eye on. Now, one last one that we've talked about before, that is the energy bill. You mentioned that this is kind of one of the last things that you want to make sure that you get done before you retire.
Yes, the utilities bill passed the Senate and is now over at the House. The floor manager in the House has put on that bill a strike after amendment, which a strike after amendment basically wipes out everything in the bill as we have it in the House and puts his own language in it. I have 8 amendments to that strike after amendment that I'm going to argue for and we'll be talking about in our caucus. There are amendments that I think are important. Whether I get them or not remains to be seen, and I have some issues that I would like to see done, and we'll see how it goes. Keep in mind that the primary issue that I am concerned about with the utilities bill is what is called the energy efficiency fee that's on your bills now, that's not disclosed, and is now up to 5% of the bill for residential, and some commercial and industrial customers are paying 8 to 9%. That tax, I'm not sure that anybody really understands what the definition of it is, brings in over $240 million a year now. And it goes to fund programs for any number of things, energy audits, adding insulation, trees, some low-income assistance for insulating your windows. It has become totally out of control. And we need to bring it back to the point that it has some common sense to it. And one of the things that I am going to argue for is that I want the opportunity for the consumer to opt out of that fee. Now, people are concerned about that because they say that will extinguish the program. Well, if it extinguishes the program because people opt out of it, then apparently it's not as universally favored as people think it is. I want the consumer to have the ability to choose that. And that's one of the main arguments that we're having right now in the House bill. So we'll continue to work on that and we'll see how it goes. I think if the House runs that bill, we'll most likely run it this next week.
All right. State Representative Ralph Watts, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
I think that what's happening now is that all of the appropriations subcommittees are meeting. So we will start the process of passing about 13 different budget bills within the next couple of weeks. And some of those will have some controversy to them. Some of them will start in the Senate. Some of them will start in the House. Beyond these bills that I just talked about, that will probably take up the rest of our time, and it could last 2 weeks or maybe longer.
All right. Well, in any case, we will be talking to you again here soon. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State Representative Ralph Watts. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.